Greetings, my peeps. Welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy TD. In this episode, it's free agency time in the NBA, so we will cover Western Conference. We'll go through all 15 of the teams, and you know, I have some choice things to say in that regard. So with that said, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy TD back with the All Things Basketball with TD podcast. And guys, we are in the midst of free agency, guys. We had the draft that coming on, so we now are at the free agency and trading period. So a lot of moving and shaking right now. I'll give you everything that's happened as of this recording, which is July 1st. So we will look into every single team, and the way we'll do it, guys, alphabetical. I'll go alphabetically through the teams, and we'll chop it up that way. All right? So with that said, let us not delay. Let's get into it. We'll start with the Dallas Mavericks. You know, the GM, Nico Harrison, I've chronicled his exploits enough, guys. He had the nice draft where he got Cooper Flagg, so now you got to fortify the team. He's done that by signing Kyrie. Well, what happened was Kyrie declined his player option. It was at $43 million, and the ball club rewarded him handsomely, giving him a three-year $119 million contract, guys. So Kyrie Irving, who's been a statesman, if you will, since he's been in Dallas, nothing but good things as far as himself, all that he's done on the court and off it. So he's been the model teammate. So the Dallas franchise rewards him with a three-year extension at $119 million. And, of course, you get the Stephen A's of the world say, oh, why couldn't they just make it $120 this way is $40 million? I mean, come on. We're equivalent over $1 million. He's going to make that off the court any way you slice it. So what are we even talking about with this kind of stuff? But that's his mindset. He likes to, you know, have these teams go well above the salary cap to satisfy his ego. But the man got his bread. I'm sure he's not complaining one bit. Of course, a person like Stephen A., Mr. Marketing and all those things, got something to say about that. The man got his bag. Let's leave it at that. Huh? So that's what I'll say with that. But Kyrie getting a nice bag, guys. And, of course, we know he's rehabbing from the knee injury. Probably won't see him this calendar year as far as him playing goes. So you have to do something in the interim, guys. You have to have somebody who can man the floor in his absence. You thought maybe they'll bring back Dinwiddie, Spencer Dinwiddie, but they're not going in that direction, guys. D'Angelo Russell is the route they're taking, guys. 2 years, $13 million. So D'Angelo Russell, he will play the role of a Jalen Brunson when he was there with Luka. He'll play the role of Spencer Dinwiddie. But D'Angelo Russell, he's a guy who can run an offense, guys. He's a bit erratic. We know about that. But his job is plain and simple. Hold down the fort until Kyrie returns. So is he capable of doing that? I don't see why not. So so the Dallas Mavericks get a low-risk, high-reward signing and getting D'Angelo Russell. So kudos to them for getting a point guard, nonetheless, who can man the fort and keep everybody involved, keep AD, keep Cooper Flag, all those guys there. Also, a Klay Thompson, keep them all motivated, active, and all those things. So there you go. So that's the Dallas story, guys. Let us continue. The Denver Nuggets. This offseason, they didn't stand pat. Remember last year, they didn't make too many moves. But this year, we saw them deal Michael Porter Jr. to Brooklyn, getting in exchange Cameron Johnson. So I think that's a bit of an upgrade. A younger guy with a pretty high ceiling there. Also, guys, and this just came down as of late, they acquired Jonas Valanciunas, guys. And he last played with the Sacramento Kings. Remember, he was a free agent in the offseason last season. And he got that nice contract, guys. Well, it was 3 years at $30 million. So a very nice contract for him. You finally have a competent big behind the Joker, DeAndre Jordan. Bit long in the tooth, guys. So he did what he had to do. You know, he held the fort as long as he could. But now you got a Valanciunas there who can give you quality minutes at the five. So very good trade for the Denver Nuggets. And also, guys, two free agent signings. Bruce Brown, they're bringing him back. I think this is a brilliant move, guys. It's on a one-year deal. Turns to be announced, but you can bring back a guy like Bruce Brown, who played oh so well for them. Only thing now, he'll be playing for a new coach in David Adelman. So I pretty much expect more of the same from him. I don't see his role changing that much differently. So, and plus, you know, he has a rapport with the guys. So this is a very good signing for them. And then also Tim Hardaway Jr. You signed him away from the Detroit Pistons. He's a guy who can light it up from long distance. So he'll give you some scoring punch off your bench. So I like it. So you have him in the fold, guys. So Denver fortifying their bench, which they needed to do. We don't know what's happening with Russell Westbrook. They would like to bring Russell back if possible. So we'll see what happens, because you're going to need a backup to Jamal Murray. You know, he's prone to sustaining injuries here and there. The hamstring is always an issue with him. But I think the smart money is to bring back a Russell Westbrook, who's giving you nothing but tough, gritty play. And he's been an absolute wonderful backup to Jamal Murray. So what happens with Russell Westbrook, we'll see. I would like to see him go back to Denver, but we'll see what happens. So that is the Denver story, guys. Let us continue. The Golden State Warriors. Not much action, guys, other than giving Jonathan Kuminga their forward, their embattled forward, I like to say, giving him the $7.9 million qualifying offer, thus him becoming a restricted free agent now. So this opens the door for the Warriors to do a sign-in trade, maybe shuffle him somewhere else, get something in return. Right now, guys, by the way it looks, the market doesn't seem to be there right now, but things can change very quickly. So I would keep an ear to the pavement as far as that goes. There are teams that can use his services. He's a guy who can score, guys, but he was caught in the numbers game because you have a Jimmy Butler there, you have a Draymond Green there, so there's really no room for him to get consistent minutes. Best bet, in my view, is for him to move elsewhere. So where that would be, I'm at a loss right now. I couldn't tell you where or when or what have you. So I would keep an eye on possibly a Toronto, keep an eye on a Toronto, maybe a Washington. Those are some of the places he could pop up. And you know Golden State has done business with Washington before, so I would keep my eye on those two teams. Could be others that open up, but keep an eye on those two when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga. So we'll see what happens. Other than that, not much else movement for the Golden State Warriors. I don't think they have a lot of wiggle room either. And they also lost Kevon Looney in free agency, so maybe that'll free up a few bucks or two, but I think what happens with Kuminga bears watching. So there you go. Let us move on. The Houston Rockets, everyone's darling in the offseason thus far, with them acquiring Kevin Durant, of course. Also, guys, they weren't done there. Their point guard, Fred VanVleet, he declines his $44.9 million player option. He declines that, but he signs a two-year $50 million deal. So he gives them a pretty good discount right here, guys. You're only getting them at $25 million per year, so you definitely take that. So Fred VanVleet coming back and getting that two-year deal with the Houston Rockets. They weren't done, guys. Also, Jabari Smith, who I thought would be on the move once Kevin Durant came, he's still here. He will get a five-year, $122 million. So he got the rookie contract extension that they usually give. So Jabari Smith will be here for the long term. 5 years, $122 million. They're looking for big things from the kid. So, you know, he has the luxury of being next to a Kevin Durant, being next to an Alperen Sengun. I thought he was coming on last season until he got hurt. So I think this is a golden opportunity for the kid to blossom. So we'll see what happens there. Also, guys, Steven Adams, who I thought played brilliantly in the playoffs this past playoffs here. He's getting a three-year, $39 million deal. So remember, guys, when they initially got him by a trade, he was hurt. That was last trading deadline. Not this one, but the year before. But he's healthy now, guys. He's a perfect backup to Alperen Sengun. So, Steven Adams there for the long haul. And then they weren't done, guys. They kept guys like Jayshon Tate, signed him to a one-year. Also, Aaron Holiday. Also, a Jeff Green, a seasoned veteran there. He'll be back in the fold. Also, guys, they weren't done. Dorian Finney-Smith, who they were able to sign, coming from the Lakers, 4 years, $53 million. So this is a guy who's a 3-and-D guy. He's a jack of all trades and a brilliant pickup for them, guys. And mind you, a word on the street is Rob Pelinka, the GM over there with the Lakers, was kind of bad-mouthing him and saying that he's not fully healthy, he's hurt, trying to diminish his value so he could bring him back on a team-friendly deal. That didn't work, guys. So Houston scooped him up, 4 years, $53 million. So very nice pickup for the Rockets. The type of player that M.A. Udoka would love to have in the fold, and he's got him. Also, they weren't done. They added another center, guys. Clint Capella from the Atlanta Hawks. 3 years, $21.5 million, guys. So they are loaded at the center position, guys. The three centers deep with Sengun, Steven Adams, and Clint Capella. Why they did this move, I'm not sure. I was not sure the reasoning why, but they're three centers deep, guys. So Houston's going for it, man. They're going for it in that competitive Western Conference. So will these moves equal a championship when all is said and done? We'll see. So we'll see what happens there, guys. So with that said, let us move on. The LA Clippers, guys, they were able to re-sign James Harden. And remember, guys, he declined his $36.3 million deal, his player option, and he signed a two-year, $81.5 million deal to stay with the Clippers. So James Harden, they said they were going to take care of him, guys. Steve Ballmer, the owner there, stayed true to his word, locked him in two more years for James Harden with the LA Clippers. Also, they weren't done, guys. They bring in a Brook Lopez from Milwaukee Bucks, 2 years, $18 million. So you now have a competent backup to Ivica Zubac. You now have a, don't have to worry when you send him to the bench. You got a guy like Brook Lopez, a stretch five. He gives you a different dimension than Zubac. In fact, I can see instances where they're both on the floor. So this gives Ty Lue another toy to play with, if you will, in his lineups. So there you have that. And they did waive their big Drew Eubank. He was scheduled to make $4.75 million. Now he's been waived, so he'll be free to go elsewhere. So more likely than not, he'll land somewhere, obviously. Where that is, we don't know yet. So there you go. So that is the Clippers story. Let us continue, guys. The LA Lakers. Oh, I was waiting to talk about this one. So LeBron James, he picks up his player option, guys, at $52.6 million. So, and with that, of course, you get Rich Paul, his agent, going all over the place. He tells, I believe it was GetUp, that LeBron James is still looking to win himself a championship. He understands that the team is now being handed over to Luka Doncic, if you will. So LeBron's days are dwindling down as far as his years in the league. So there's that. So, like I said, with Dorian Finney-Smith, they wanted to keep him on a team-friendly deal. That didn't come to fruition. They did sign Jake LaRavia from the Sacramento Kings at 2 years, $12 million. So I'm not sure if he's the same type of player as Dorian Finney-Smith, but that's who you bring in. And then also Austin Reeves. He was offered a four-year, $82 million deal, which he turned down because if he waits another year, that can turn into 4 years, $98 million. So Austin Reeves betting on himself by declining that extension and waiting until the following season where he can get the $16 million more on that sort of deal. So Austin Reeves, doing what's best for him long term. So we'll see what happens there. But back to LeBron. He talks about wanting to win a championship. This team, as currently constructed, is not a championship-winning team, guys. Let's keep it a buck here. You still need a center. Right now, out there on the market, you got a guy like DeAndre Ayton. I'll talk about him in a minute. So you got a guy like him out there. And then remember, too, you got teams that are now thirsty for center play. So I just spoke about Drew Eubanks. Maybe you could bring him into the fold. What else is out there? Precious Achiuwa, who played for the Knicks. He's probably out of the mix now in New York. So he's a big you can look to off the top of my head. Trying to think of bigs that may be out there that you could take a run at. It's not that many guys, to be honest with you. So the Lakers are in a quagmire when it comes to the center position. But LeBron, if you want to win a championship so bad, you could have opted out of your player deal or your player option. I understand. I get it. Bronny's still there. You don't want to leave him high and dry. So you go somewhere and that's championship ready. You know, if you got to take a pay cut, you take a pay cut. But Bron wants his money. So that's why he opts in hopes of the team possibly trading him. And this way they get something back. But making a trade for a $52.6 million player, it's not going to be that easy, guys. I'm being honest here. It's not going to be easy to do. So you think the Knicks will want to send a Karl Anthony Towns for a LeBron James? I understand he's still putting up numbers, but that doesn't sound too promising. So, and then you got some people that saying, oh, yeah, they're laying the groundwork for LeBron coming, especially if they get Mike Brown and this and that. And I'm like, I don't know if I see that. I don't know if I see that, guys. So, you know, with LeBron, he does all this cryptic stuff, all this manipulation. He was in New York for the Fan Fest. He got caught on a hot mic, but somebody recorded him saying, oh, New York's not too bad. Now you got the crazed section of the Knicks fan base ready to leap out a window to get LeBron, for crying out loud. So there's that. But again, LeBron, if you want to win a championship so bad, you should have not picked up that player option and let yourself be a free agent. And you go wherever you think championship is in the mix for you and you take the lower money. So I'm just saying. So we'll just leave that there. So that is the Lakers story, guys. Let us continue. The Memphis Grizzlies. Now, I was wondering after you made the Desmond Bane deal, what direction are you really going? But they seem to be still thinking they're among the top tier of the Western Conference teams. So they gave Jaren Jackson Jr. his extension, 5 years at $240 million. So he's getting a nice chunk of change, guys, just a shade under $50 million per year. So that'll keep him there for the foreseeable future. Also, they're big coming off the bench. Very valuable, guys. Santi Aldama, he gets a three-year, $52.5 million. Very nice deal for him. He's a solid big who gives you quality play, guys, especially when Jaren Jackson Jr. is not in the lineup there. So very valuable player for them, and he gets handsomely rewarded, guys. Cam Spencer, the young guard for them, 2 years, $4.5 million. So somebody already in the fold gets 2 more years on his deal. And then they bring in Ty Jerome from Cleveland, a guard, 3 years, $28 million for him. So you kind of shoring up your backcourt by getting a Ty Jerome, a guy who can come off the bench and give you solid play. So there's that. I'm still wondering about Ja Morant. It seems like he'll stay. So, but I think they're lining it up, guys, just in case they want to make a move regarding dealing him elsewhere. They can ready themselves to have something waiting in the wings if that happens. So I'm still keeping an eye on the Ja Morant situation, seeing if he makes it to training camp with the Memphis Grizzlies. I'll be interested to see that. So with that said, let us continue. The Minnesota Timberwolves, guys, they do the right thing by Julius Randle, who had, as the season wound down, he started to show you glimpses of the old Julius Randle that we saw with the New York Knicks. He gets a 3-year deal, guys, $100 million. So Julius Randle gets handsomely paid, guys, by the Minnesota Timberwolves. And good for him. I'm glad he's able to flourish over there. Also, guys, former Sixth Man of the Year, Naz Reid, he gets a 5-year deal at $125 million, guys. A very valuable player for them. He can play multiple forward positions. You can even slide him at the five if you want to go small. So he gets a nice bag over there. And then Joe Ingles, your veteran, the guy you keep on the bench, he gets a 1-year, $3.6 million deal. So they're keeping him in the fold as well. So all the moves for the Timberwolves internal. So there's that. They thought they were in the running for KD, but that didn't come to fruition. So, but still, you have a nice solid squad there nonetheless. So with that said, let us continue. The New Orleans Pelicans, I told you about the deal they made in getting Jordan Poole over there. So they have that. And the only other addition, Kevon Looney, guys, leaves the comfy confines of Golden State, and he goes to New Orleans, guys, on a 2-year, $16 million deal. More likely than not, he'll come off your bench. I don't see him starting. He could possibly start, but I don't see it. Maybe that could change. You still have Eze Missy, who I think you'll probably see him in summer league, and let's see how much his game has grown, but he will be a solid mentor to Eze Missy. So there you have that. So that is the New Orleans story. Let us continue. OKC, the world champions. Here's what they did, guys. They said, you know what? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, we're locking you in. We are not going to expose ourselves and, you know, somehow let you think you'll get in the way. And he loves it in Oklahoma City anyway. So what they do, they give him a 4-year extension, guys, and fasten your seatbelts. $285 million. Good gracious, that's a lot of bread. So he gets a huge bag, guys. A huge bag he gets. And it's the richest annual salary in NBA history for the league MVP, for the finals MVP, for the league's leading scorer. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander gets a massive bag, guys. So kudos to him for securing such a bag. You got to take your hat off to him for real. So he's handsomely paid. Also, guys, forward Jalen Williams, not the Jalen Williams, but J-A-Y-L-I-N. He gets an extension, guy. Well, he gets a, yeah, it's actually an extension. 3 years, $24 million, guys. So he will be in the fold, guys. He is very valuable coming off their bench in the instances where you didn't have a Chet Holmgren. He filled in nicely for Holmgren while he was gone. So having guys like this in your program, you can't go wrong with that. So he gets a nice little piece of money there. But, you know, guys, they're probably going to have to address the other Jalen Williams soon because he's still on his rookie deal. So pretty soon they're going to have to give him his contract extension, probably as early as next year. So keep an eye out for that. But OKC, the world champions, solidifying their franchise player. So let us continue. The Phoenix Suns. No real free agent moves, guys. Just all the trades that they made, guys, getting Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks. I talked about that. Also, Mark Williams. I talked about that as well. In terms of free agents, they're kind of hamstrung, to be honest, guys. They have a huge salary cap number, guys. You still have a Bradley Beal who still has 2 years on his deal. Mind you, he has the no trade, which I talk about a million times. He's one of two players with that. So he's not going anywhere. Devin Booker, will you perhaps extend him? We'll see. But not a lot of movement with the Suns other than those trades. So we'll see what becomes of them. Let us continue. The Portland Trail Blazers. I had alluded to it earlier that DeAndre Ayton has been bought out by the Trail Blazers, so he's free to go anywhere he likes. And the early word is the Lakers, but that could change, guys. In fact, there's a couple of teams that's center hungry, and he could fill the bill in that regard. So him going to the Lakers is not a slam dunk per se. So we'll see what happens. And then also forward Matisse Thybulle, 3-and-D guy. He picked up his $11.5 million player option. So he'll remain there for this season. So other than that, not much movement with Portland. So there you go with that. So, yeah. So, let us continue. Oh, other than getting Jrue Holiday that you got in a trade, guys. So, that's about the size of it. The Sacramento Kings, guys. They did acquire Dario Saric in a trade with Denver. That's the trade that sent Giannis Valanciunas to the Denver Nuggets. So they will get Dario Saric in return. And also, guys, big get for them. Dennis Schroeder, we last saw with the Detroit Pistons. He gets a 3-year deal, $45 million, guys. And he fills the bill because they were really without a point guard. Malik Monk was playing out of position at the point guard position. Now you can kind of put him back at the two. So whether it be starting or off the bench, he's back in his natural position. So Dennis Schroeder could be a starter right away for them. That's how much he's needed over there, guys. So Dennis Schroeder gets him a nice little chunk of change. You know, he's been, you know, bouncing around, especially last season. He bounced around several times whether it be with the Nets, Detroit. He was traded somewhere else prior to Detroit, but he lands on his feet with the Pistons, and he gets rewarded for his finish with Detroit and what he did in the playoffs as well. So nice bag for him. The San Antonio Spurs made just one free agent move. Luke Kornet stealing him away from the Boston Celtics. Get this, what he's getting, guys. 4 years, $41 million. Good grief. That's a lot of money for Luke Kornet, guys. Again, Luke Kornet. And I guess someone in the Spurs management must have saw that game six he had against the Knicks where he went absolutely berserk on the Knicks. So they saw that and said, you know what? Unload the Brinks truck. We bringing him here. So where he'll play, of course, he'll sub for Wemby, of course. Will he start next to Wemby at the center position? I'll be interested to see that. Not too sure. So we'll see what happens there. But Luke Kornet going to the San Antonio Spurs, guys. And then the last team, the Utah Jazz. They buy out Jordan Clarkson, thus making him a free agent where he can go anywhere. I'll talk about where he went when I talk about the East. And John Collins, he picks up his $26.5 million player option. So he opts in. Mind you, the Utah Jazz has a bevy of forwards over there. Now you're going to have to figure out as far as Lauri Markkanen. I think they still want to move him. We'll see what happens there. But, yeah, Utah, you know, they have the two rookies that they're bringing in, Ace Bailey and Walter Clayton Jr. So nice young team over there. So we'll see what Will Hardy can do with that squad. But John Collins there. And John Collins can play the four, the five, depending on how you want to play it. So there you have it. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. As always, all things basketballwithgd.com is the website. There you find my clips, my full episodes there. YouTube, I'm on that, guys. LinkedIn, I put my links to my episodes there. So you have that. Also, guys, podcast platforms, Apple, all the places. Wherever you able to do it, guys, leave a review. Leave five stars, guys. On YouTube, like the videos where you see them at. Also, my donate buttons. You'll find them on my website, guys. PayPal, Spotify donate, buy me a coffee. And then in the scroll, you find my Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. Again, $GD, that sports dude, is my handle as far as Cash App. Also, on the socials, Instagram, TikTok, Little Blue Sky, Little Facebook, not much else. So thank you for listening as always, guys, and I'll be coming back to you with the NBA Eastern Conference, the free agent moves as of the point where I tape it. So, all right, guys, thank you for listening, and we'll talk soon. Take care.